Thank you. Good afternoon to our annual earnings conference call for 2009 and also for the first quarter of 2010. You can see the targets. We all achieved our targets we promised you a year ago. On the long-term screen on 5 years, we achieved on the revenue side a 15% per annum growth, on EBIT level 18% growth, and EBT level 18% growth as well. The FFO per share only increased by 11%, which was due to two capital increases in 2005 and 2009. It under average increase on the FFO level. The dividend over time, rather stable, only +1.2% per annum. Please remember that at the beginning of Deutsche EuroShop in the years 2001 to 2004, the FFO was below the dividend. I think it's still a very good result. Finally, the NAV per share increased over time by 3.6%, 5 years. In 2009, it lost about 2.9%, but still 15% up since 2005. Again, there is an influence from the capital increases during this period. The increase is quite good in our view. Let's come to the highlights. City Point Kassel, you remember that we purchased that from Arcandra at the beginning of last year. We were very lucky that we were able to settle this whole deal before they went into insolvency. Total investment volume is 65 million euro, including minorities. You can see on the balance sheet, 71 million euro increase. That is due to the fact that we realized a 6 million euro lucky buy book gain. It is the balance total of 71 million on this investment. The net initial yield, 6.4%. We are very happy with that, taking into account what a mess we would have if we weren't able to settle that before the insolvency start at Kassel or Arcandra. We redesigned almost one-third of the shopping center with 7,000 square meter selling area, and eight new tenants joined us by the end of last year. It looks very nice. The planned investment was lower than expected, 1.7 million euro. The initial yield on this restructuring additional income is a 6.6% initial yield now. Altmarkt-Galerie Dresden, the extension is underway. They suffered a little under the hard winter. They had 38 days, what we call Schlechtwettertage, which allows the general contractor to deliver later. That was settled with money. We are still within the budget, and the scheduled opening is still quite close to Easter 2011. The investment volume, 165 million euro, can be still confirmed, as well as the expected net initial yield of 5.6%. Very promising is the pre-letting status was 70% now. Also, the big Saturn market has signed for additional space, so that we are now at 75%, which is quite good. Main-Taunus-Zentrum, also there, the construction work started late 2009. The weather influence was not that hard because we are in the process of constructing the parking rather than the extension, retail extension itself. There's no influence on the beginning of the retail expansion in spring or somewhere in May, June this year, in the coming weeks. Total investment volume of 72 million euro can be still confirmed, as well as the expected net initial yield. Pre-letting status, you can see here 35%. The actual figure is 50%. That was yesterday's last information we've got. The planned opening still is late 2011. Finally, the acquisition of the A10 center will include the capital increase, which made us very, very happy because we were able We would have been able to sell 600 million euro in shares. Unfortunately, we only had 120 million euro on stock. But there was something that made us quite happy. So the acquisition is fully financed through debt and equity now. 265 million euro total investment volume. By the end of March, or first quarter, we already invested 210 million euro, so 55 million euro still to invest until spring next year. The expected figures as far as annualized rents, gross yield, and net initial yield are concerned are still unaffected. ECE took over the management, but unfortunately the former center management had taken out some files, so they are not yet in the position to having all the files, so they start a little, a little difficult, let's put it this way, and that's why we confirm all these figures so far. Highlights, finally, one of the sad highlights, the performance 2009, plus 2.1%. We were a clear underperformer of the market, but remember 2008, we were under the top five companies globally in real estate, and that's why it was clear that we would be the underperformer in case the market recovers. But nevertheless, our index ranking within the MDAX is rather stable, developed rather stable. Currently 27 in market cap terms and 41 ranked turnover. And that is okay for us. A new slide we show you this year is the retail turnover put into segments. Overall, we published 2.5% turnover decrease within our portfolio on a comparable surface that it currently includes 10 German centers with a turnover last year of 1.5 billion net, net of VAT. So all the tenants turnover decreased by 2.5%. The rent-to-sales ratio, the average rent-to-sales ratio stays at 8%. And interestingly for us is the right two columns where you compare the percentage of the total sales of that segment. So 6.1% of 1.5 billion are the sales of the department stores, but they cover 13.7% of the leasable space. And on the other side, you see electronic markets, which cover only 8.4% of the space, leasable space, but realize 16% of the overall turnover figure. The tenant structure hasn't changed that much. Metro Group decreased slightly, and others increased slightly. New are CNA now with 1.8%, and Esprit with 1.3%. They were only a little below the top 10 the year before. The maturity distribution as well, there are hardly any major developments. It's all the deviation are below 1 percentage point, but the weighted maturity of the lease portfolio decreased from 7.1 years to 6.7 years. Sector and retail makes also no changes. So we come to the key figures. Most of them I will comment in a minute. And they are very, very close, if not the same figure, than the preliminary figures. There's only one influence on FFO and earnings per share that results from a different number of average shares in the market. We had calculated that last year on the existing capital plus the capital increase in July and had not reflected anything for the 2010 capital increase, and that resulted in a higher number of shares. And that's why FFO and earnings per share are slightly below the preliminary figures. Equity ratio by the end of 2009, 49.5%, so still close to 50%, a little better than last year, as LTV unchanged, 46%. The balance sheet, the long-term assets increased by 66 million euro. That is mainly due to increase through Kassel and Dresden, and on the other side, the negative valuation result. Current asset increased by 39 million euro. The cash position is much higher than last year, due to the capital increase in July. Interesting outstandings amounted to 2.5 million euro, which is 200,000 euro less than the year before. Write-offs, 0.4% of turnover. There's a slight Arcando effect in that. Total equity increased by 66 million euro, mainly due to the capital increase in July. And finally, bank debt, 34 million more than last year. Kassel and Dresden had higher debt. And in turn, there was the redemption of the credit line as well as the regular redemption for the long-term debt. Loan structure, finally, duration increased by 0.1. from 7 to 7.1 years, on a higher amount of debt, 929 million euro long-term debt. Average interest rate decreased by 6 basis points to 5.27, and from today's perspective, there are possibilities to move that figure in the future even further down, fortunately. We refinanced last year 130 million euro for the Rhein-Neckar-Zentrum. 50 million euro was already paid out. 80 million euro will be paid out in June of 2010. And then we raised some money for Dresden for the enlargement there. Come to our bridges. First, the long-term assets. Investments overall amounted to 92.5 million. That is mainly Kassel was 71 million, and there is Dresden. There are the ongoing investments into the operating shopping centers of 4.7 million, and then there is a booking between financial assets and investment properties. There is a small company in Poland which has a office building that is adjacent to the Galeria Bałtycka, which we owned for two, 3 years, and that is now fully consolidated in the figures. It's a property with a value of 2.5 million euro and 300,000 euro rental income, and that moved into investment properties and moved out financial assets. Then 20.5 million euro depreciation of the investment properties, 2.4 million euro depreciation on our Wrocław participation in Poland, and then the 3.4 million as already mentioned. Valuation, overall discount rate moved up 12 bips, not that much. Average inflation rate was kept stable. There was a change in the on the operating and management costs. We moved down from 13.1 to 11.4%. compared to 10.2% in 2009 and 11% on a 3 year average. We helped them a little bit, is to look really in the existing cost structures of these properties, because they have different lease contracts still in place where the service charges are differently regulated, and that now 11.4% reflects a little bit more reality. Overall, that resulted in an increase on the net initial yield side of 18 bps to 5.82%, and in our view, that is somewhere close to market. Profit and loss account. Out of 127.6 million euro revenues, we realized a net rents of 114.5 million euro. As already mentioned, 10.2% operating and management cost compared to 11.3% in 2008. Write-offs 0.6 million euro, 0.4% of turnover. Nothing mentionable. Corporate costs slightly below that are mainly fixed costs and refer, half of it refers to Deutsche Euroshop Holding. For the first time, there is some an equity valuation, minor participation, 50% participation in minor property companies which have some additional buildings adjacent to one and the other shopping center. And that is now taken as they are not consolidated at equity and shown within the net finance costs. The revenue bridge then. On a comparable level, like for like, rents increased by 2%, 1.8 million. 10.5 million was due to Hamann and Passau opening effect and Kassel and Hamm restructuring. That's why we took them out for the on the comparable side. This 2% and 1.8 million is absolutely in line from what we had last year. It was also 1.8 million and 2%. 2007, it was 3% and 2 million. So it's all, again, a rather stable figure in increases and above inflation, but still. Net finance costs. Our income from investments, that is mainly Breslau, was 200,000 euro lower than in 08. Interest income decreased by 1.6 million, although liquidity was much higher in 2009 and then 2008. Additional interest expenses resulted from Kassel, Passau and Hamann in the amount of 3.8 million euro. From the equity valuation side, it was a plus of 1.1 million, the loss decrease. And finally, the minority profit share increased by 2 million, which is mainly due to Passau. There is a 25% minority holding with 100% equity financing on property level. Valuation result, there was no initial valuation in 09. The revaluation amounted to minus 20.5 million euro, little currency gains, only 400,000 euro. Then there's an IFRS, the lucky buy effect from Kassel, almost 6 million euro. So after taking others and minority interest into account, valuation result before taxes, 14.8 million euro, 53 million euro less than last year, where we achieved 38 million euro. Deferred taxes, finally 11.8 million valuation result after taxes. Profit before taxes bridge, that's delta of the valuation, 53.1 million euro. So the overall operating increase in operating result amounts to 6.2 million euro pre-tax, 7.1% plus. And if we then come to the profit bridge after taxes, the valuation effect was almost 43 million euro. And on the operating level, there's an increase of 12%, 8.3 million euro for 2009. Net asset value decreased from 27.42 to 26.63, as already mentioned, by 2.9%, but taking into account that there is a higher number of shares, without capital increase of July, the NAV would have dropped only by 30 cents, or 1.2, 1.3%. By the end of the first quarter, 31st of March, the NAV now is at 25.95. That's the dilution effect of the February capital increase, so 2.6% down from last year. That means, on the other side, that taking to account share price of 23, we currently trade at a discount on NAV level of 11.4%, and if we just take the NAV, the equity, the book value of the equity, we trade at a discount of 4%. Statistics, earnings per share. Here you can see the average number of shares. The problem I mentioned just at the beginning. It is a highly sophisticated formula with which we calculated this figure, 93 cents earnings per share after taxes compared to €1.96. This is, for us, a figure that doesn't have any meaning. More importantly is that the operating profit after taxes amounted to €1.25, and then there was a devaluation or valuation result of minus 32 cents. So the real profit is €1.25, and that is up 11% compared to 2008. Dividend and performance. Long-term performance, if you look at that, you can come to the conclusion since 2005 we're trading more or less very boring on the same level. But remember what had happened in the meantime. I think our shareholders are in their majority very happy with this development because they could sleep quite well in the last years. Shareholder structure, then only slight changes as well. You may have realized that BlackRock announced that they currently have a 3% shareholding in Deutsche EuroShop. Etfan decreased their shareholding slightly. The Otto family were diluted mainly. That's the reason they didn't sell anything, but they were diluted. So minus 1.5%. Private investors a little lower with 22.8%, but nevertheless the number of shareholders had increased by 20% to 9,500 shareholders. On the institutional side, there is an increase overall, including BlackRock, of 4%. Let's come to the outlook. As we've tried to present that, the consumer spending stagnates on a sufficient level, and you have seen that if you look at the rent-to-sales ratio, that is still okay where they trade on, but there is no big growth on the retail market. But nevertheless, occupancy rate very high, write-downs still very low, vacancy rate below 1%. On the retail side, we are again fully let. Fortunately, even the last shop in Hameln was released, and year to date there are no changes to last year's end. We are positive as far as acquisitions are concerned. We would be able to invest €250 million in a very short period of time. There are a lot of discussions which will be the next shopping center where there will be a signing. A lot of rumors, a lot of discussions, but nothing where we would say we're very close to. We have a positive view overall on the transaction market, and we think that we'll keep that number of discussions that will stay for long. At least for the foreseeable future. Debt financing is possible. I think that is a general description of the market for us. It is at acceptable, even at acceptable margins. The extensions of Dresden and Main-Taunus Centrum are according to budget and well on the way. The first investment was executed, €265 million investment, the A10 Center, and a good start in 2010. Which drives me to the first quarter results. Revenue increased by 9%. A10 was included for 2 months, but not with its full lease income because there are a lot of administrative things I mentioned before. Net operating costs decreased from 12.3% in the first quarter of 2009 to 10.7% in the first quarter. So net operating income is €30.9 million, plus 11%. EBIT, it's in the middle of our guidance, increased 11% with €30.1 million. And there is no valuation result, not one penny. So due to the fact that last year there was a huge valuation result, still some currency and the Kassel lucky buy gain was included in there. So EBT dropped by almost half. if you take out the valuation result, the comparable figure is 13 million. And then we see on the EBT level an increase of 18% plus, which is on the upper side of our guidance for 2010. FFO per share, despite the fact that the number of shares increased dramatically to 41.5 million for the first quarter, even FFO increased by 6%. Earnings per share were, due to the valuation thing, 53% down to 31 cents. Total assets, 2.4 billion euro, plus 12%. Both equity and interest-bearing debt increased by 13%. Equity ratio, again a little higher, 49.8%. LTV ratio currently is a little above year-end, 47.2%. And on top, there are 125 million euro cash at banks. So overall, there is no need to adjust the preliminary guidance on revenue, EBIT, EBT, and FFO per share. You can all read these figures, 10% plus on revenue and minus 9% on the FFO level due to the dilution effect, but on the FFO level, we will see a 9% increase next year. And that's it in short about 2009 and the first quarter of 2010. And I would be happy to answer your questions now.
And we take our first question from Thomas van der Meij with Kempen.
Good afternoon. This is Thomas. A few questions from my side. First of all, do you see a positive trend in the tenant turnover in the first quarter of 2010?
No, because I haven't seen any figures. We will get them only next week. You have to wait for the quarterly results. Then we probably have these figures. But the schedule says, I think, May 6th, we have these figures. Okay?
Okay, thanks. And the other question on the acquisition side, on which areas are you mainly focusing? Is it Germany or is it also outside Germany?
Germany as well as outside Germany.
And specific regions there, or?
Well, I would say Germany and Austria.
Okay, and in Germany?
In Germany, all over the place.
Okay, and do you have a minimal required net initial yield on your acquisitions?
Well, as high as possible, Thomas. As mentioned, I think our valuation is close to market. There is, for core products, there is a lot of money in the market.
Yeah.
And my feeling is prices will rather move upwards than downwards currently. I hope to get a 6, but I'm not sure whether I will get it.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now.
That looks very short.
We have no further questions signaled, sir, so I would like to turn the back.
All right, we
have one more question, sir, from Michel Varaldo with Societe Generale.
Good afternoon. I have some question about some figures. On the page 81 of the annual report, we have other revenue of 0.345 million euro. Where is it coming? In which country do you have this revenue, and what is this kind of revenue?
Well, that's what I mentioned when I talked about the reconciliation of the long-term assets. That is a office property located in Gdansk, next to our Galeria Baltica, which we own not directly but indirectly at 74%, and that's why we had to consolidate that. It doesn't fit into our environment, but we have to keep that. That's why we put it at sonstige Umsatz, other income, because it's not it's only from office and not from retail properties.
Okay, thank you. Is it possible to have the capitalized interest in the profit and loss for 2009?
It is possible, but not within the next 5 minutes, because I have to ask my colleague there on that. There is only very little. There's only very little from Dresden.
And you will have very little capitalized interest this year and next year, or you will have more capitalized interest with the strong development you have?
Actually, with the Dresden as well as for the Main-Taunus Centrum extension, we will have capitalized interest.
Okay.
But that is not a mentionable amount. If it's a million, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Equity.
Yeah. You have a net yield of 5.82% for all your portfolio. We had a significant acquisition in Germany with Corio and Multicorp. It was at 6.4-6.5%.
Yeah.
Is it possible to have some color about this difference and about the quality of asset?
Yeah, I don't know the metrics, the real metrics. I know the properties, but not the metrics behind that deal. I was a little, if we talk about the Corio, quite impressive yields. Both are certainly difficult properties. I'm not sure whether we would really be interested in buying those, but I'm honest enough to say that there's a huge discrepancy between the valuation of the Zentrum Galerie in Dresden and our Altmarkthalle in Dresden, and I'm still, nevertheless, that's why I can tell you, I'll tell that, because I'm convinced it is justified for our property, but I can't explain for the time being why that is for that huge gap for the Zentrum Galerie. But it's only 93% let, and the deal was combined with a rental guarantee for 2 years, and that doesn't look pretty well for me. If a property is a very good property, you don't need a rental guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
No, the metrics. I mean, you've got in Duisburg a huge Karstadt department store. Nobody knows what happens within the next 12 months. If they move out, they've got a dramatic problem there. Zentrum Galerie is not yet fully leased out, so it's not comparable with a stabilized property. But I agree, it's an impressive figure.
Thank you very much.
And on the other side, perhaps in addition, we have seen an Alexa deal with Union Invest in Berlin, and that is, again, we don't know exactly the figures, but from what we knew, it is 5.5 or even a little below.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge discrepancy on these different deals we have seen within the last 12 months, I would say. There's a Mercado acquisition as well, very, very good shopping center in Hamburg, but this was also said it was at around 5.5%, but deeper in the crisis, so it's a month ago, somewhere in the first half of 09 that happened already. It was highly priced, so good properties have a very good price. And secondary properties have a good price from an investor's point of view.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have our next question from Jochen Schmidt with Metzler Equities.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Just one question on the valuation of your investment properties. You told that you value your properties with a net initial yield of 5.8%. And if I add back the operating costs, which you deduct in your valuation, I arrive at around about 6.6%. Cross initial yield. Is that correct?
I would say yes.
Okay. Thank you.
6.57, exactly.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And as we have no further questions, I would like to turn the call back over to you, Mr. Bill, for any additional or closing remarks.
Just thank you for your interest, and I'm sure we will see us pretty soon.
Goodbye.